Unit 8. 8.1.
And any environment is a rich source of visual stimulation. So having looked at the way our environment provides us with a lot of visual information, I'd now like to move on to explaining what happens when we actually see something. What I mean is, what goes on in our eyes and our brains that allows us to make visual sense of our physical environment. So imagine, I walk into a room and something catches my eye. For example, here's a picture of a room, a study. And I might, for example, focus just on that lamp that's sitting on the desk. Okay, so if we now look at this diagram of an eye, you can see here, that's the pupil of the eye. And the messages, the visual information, in this case the lamp, it goes through the pupil to this back part of the eye, known as the retina. This back part here. On the retina, there are these things called receptors. They're really, really small, and there are hundreds of thousands of them, so you can't see them in the diagram. But they're sort of like nerves, and they react to change. And what they do is create an image of what we see, but it's upside down. So see here, here's our lamp, or should I say here's the image of the lamp, but it's upside down. But of course, we don't actually see or perceive the upside-down image in our brain. At this stage, the visual information is like a picture of light. Now, at this point, an important change takes place, and the pattern of light is transformed into electrical signals. This process is known as transduction. More generally, transduction means changing one form of energy into another. So another example is a light bulb. It changes electrical energy into light. So, coming back to our diagram of the eye, the light is transformed into electrical signals, which then create new signals in special cells called neurons, which are, as you know, in the brain. So neurons are a very complex series of pathways, and they transmit the electrical signals from the eye to the parts of the brain that can make sense of visual information. You can see that the physical process of seeing or perceiving involves transferring information from light that creates an image to electrical signals for our brain to receive. However, once those signals get to the brain, something else takes place. So now, let's look at how our brain makes sense of these electrical signals.